Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 117, the diet advice that will change your life, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, old friends? Welcome back to another episode of Optimal Living Daily, or OLD for short. And I'm Justin Mollick. And this is another edition of Wellness Wednesday with Nerd Fitness. Today, talking about diet advice, which I know many of us struggle with. But before we get into it, if you'd like to help keep this podcast alive and well, you can do something really simple and free, and that is to join my mailing list. You'll hear from me personally. You'll get a free automated Excel spreadsheet to help you track your income expenses with automated tables that will break down your spending. You'll be entered to win a book every month and more, all for free. And you can join that really quickly by texting the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222, or another way is to visit oldpodcast.com. And that's it for the intro. Let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. The Diet Advice That Will Change Your Life, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Want to lose weight fast, get rid of your gut, sleep better, look better, live longer, and become more attractive? Who doesn't? Well, I'm here to tell you about an amazing diet breakthrough that will transform your life if you're willing to make the commitment and make these changes. Are you ready? Use your head and stop eating crap. There you go. Take those two tips to the bank and thank me later. These are the first two fundamental steps to losing weight. You might be saying, that's dumb and way too simple. Give me something I can use. To which I'd reply, oh really, a-hole? And then I'd apologize for calling you an a-hole. I didn't mean it. But seriously, you'd be surprised how guilty you are of the things listed below, which you'd probably avoid if you used common sense. 1, if you order some food, place it on a napkin, and then you can see through the napkin because of the grease, it's probably bad for you. 2, if you can't pronounce 95% of the ingredients, it's probably bad for you. 3, if it looks bad for you, it's probably bad for you. 4, if it was deep fried, covered in some special sauce, and served with other things that are also deep fried, it's probably bad for you. 5, if it came out of a vending machine, it's probably bad for you. 6, if you ordered it at a drive-through window, it's probably bad for you. 7, if you're ordering it at 2 a.m. after a night of drinking, it's probably bad for you. How many times a week do you eat a value meal from a fast food joint, complete with fries and a large Coke? How many times a day do you go to your office's snack machine? Do you go to Waffle House after you go to a bar? Do you skip breakfast? These are all simple changes you can make in your life if you're actually dedicated. Quote, oh, I don't want to give up soda. I need the caffeine. Quote, but I don't have time to make a real meal, which is why I eat fast food. Unquote. All I'm hearing here is excuses from weak-minded people who don't want to change. You don't put sawdust in your gas tank because it'll jack up your car's insides. You shouldn't fuel your body with crap either. If you really want to get in shape, these are the changes that will make or break you. Are you mentally strong enough to give up sugary sodas, late night binge eating, and terrible fast food? This whole health thing is 80% mental and 44% physical. Think about it. Not sure if something is good or bad for you? Use your common sense and I guarantee you'll make the right decision. Here's the challenge. Give up fast food and soda for 3 weeks. Depending on how much soda and fast food you normally consume, you can see an absolutely ridiculous change in your weight and health. Earlier this year, a Nerd Fitness reader was drinking 6 cans of Mountain Dew a day. She gave up soda, started doing basic exercises, and guess what happened? She lost 30 effing pounds over a few months, not 3 weeks, but still. Why 3 weeks? Psychologists say it takes 3 weeks of doing a daily activity for it to become a habit. Every day in your office, instead of drinking a can of Coke, get a big old free glass of water from the water cooler. Who knows, while you're there, you might even find out why everybody keeps talking up that Tobias Funke. Please tell me you get this reference. If you go out to dinner, save $2 and get water. Or water with lemon if you want to scare your date away, pansy. No more late night fast food runs. No more fast food runs during the day either. Quote, but it tastes so good. Yeah, of course it does. It was created to taste good and be produced cheaply. Just say no and in a few weeks you won't crave it anymore and eventually you won't even miss it. Bring your own lunch to work. Bring a bag of almonds to snack on at your desk, celery and peanut butter, an apple, etc. Don't buy it from a vending machine. Don't buy it from a drive-thru. And no, going into McDonald's doesn't make it better. It's okay to treat yourself to terrible food or drinks every once in a while. I'm talking like once a week. But once you get to a certain point, you won't even want that once a week. And you'll wonder how you ever survived on the stuff. You just listened to the post titled, The Diet Advice That Will Change Your Life by Steve Kam of NerdFitness.com. Giving up fast food and soda for 3 weeks? That's a tough one. Well, not soda for me, actually, because I gave that up a while ago and went like a couple of years without it, at least. But that's because I was having stomach issues and caffeine and carbonation both were making it worse. So yeah, not to mention that I can't burp, so I try to avoid carbonation anyway. I've never been able to burp voluntarily for some reason, and when I get like a random one, it's one of the happiest days ever. And it really sucks because the air has to come out somehow. Too much information, sorry. Anyway, once again, really quick, I don't have any ads on this show, so I tend to promote my own stuff. And right now, since I don't have any products or services to offer you, you can become a patron of the show if you can support financially in even a small way. Any amount is greatly appreciated and goes a long way to help keep this podcast alive. You can do that at oldpodcast.com. And while you're there, if you join my free weekly newsletter, you'll get a bunch of free stuff from me. So again, just visit oldpodcast.com for everything Optimal Living Daily related. And that's another Wellness Wednesday down. Let's see what we have for tomorrow. Looks like, Good Life Zen. It's been a while since I've read a post from her. So make sure you tune in tomorrow and I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.